Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Private Practice with Soul podcast. This is the first podcast for counsellors that just don't align with the traditional approaches to business and that want to use their spiritual gifts, talents, and interests to create, you guessed it, a private practice with soul. So look, leave it to me to provide you with everything you need, including strategies that you can use to increase your income, reduce your workload, and of course, increase inquiries and referrals to your beautiful soul-led private practice. I love it so much. If you haven't done it already, grab your journal, grab your pen, and let's begin. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast. It is Brooklyn and Buddy. I know. And Buddy is trying very hard not to jump up on the desk today. Aren't you, Buddy? Hey? I know it's so hard, but you're doing great. I'm proud of you. Mwah. Big kisses for Buddy. Okay. So today I want to talk with you about something you can do to create results or different outcomes, whatever you like, not only in your private practice, but maybe in the way that you work with clients or maybe even in real life, you know, outside of the world of private practice. And so today I want to talk with you about the magical power of words. And the reason that this is, sorry, just kissing, Buddy. The reason that this is so important is because language is responsible for creating our reality, isn't it? Whatever we see and think and perceive and the way we interpret it and the way we speak about it, all of that goes into creating our reality. And so what you're seeing in your private practice is part of your reality. And if you're seeing things that you want to change or you want better outcomes or different outcomes, then it's absolutely worthwhile exploring this just for one episode. We'll see how we go. But did you know that in the English language, so yes, I appreciate we have listeners from all over the world. I'm so thankful and grateful for that. But the majority of my listeners speak English, so I'm just going to speak to that. So excuse me if it's not your first language, but I can only speak to what I know. And what I know is that there are approximately 600,000 words in the English language. Now, when I first heard that, I was shocked because I thought there'd be like 1 million or 2 million, but no, there's only about 600,000. So that was interesting. And then of the 600,000, do you know that the average person, so not you because you're above average, but the average person uses approximately 2,000 to 3,000 words in their lifetime? In their lifetime. Wow. And do you know what? The average person again, and again, not you, because you're definitely not average, you're way above it, but the average person will use regularly just 200 to 300 words. And when I learned that, that made me think about my wardrobe, because I've always been, you know, sort of thinking about, oh, what should I wear today? Da 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 da. Like, I'm going to Chadston on Thursday with my sister and I'm really excited about it. Chadston, for those of you who don't know, for not from Victoria, I think it was called the biggest shopping complex in the Southern Hemisphere or in Australia or something like that. It's huge. Anyway, but they have heaps of clothing stores there and I go there maybe once or twice a year because it's so big and because I'm autistic, sometimes I get overwhelmed being in there with all the noise and stuff, and all the different, it's like there's a lot of stimulation in a big shopping center like that, let's just say. It's overwhelming. You need to go and have breaks a lot of the time. Then again, it could just be my age. I am 49 now, pushing 50, so I don't know, there is that. But I digress. The point is, like, I'll go and I'll buy a new top or a new dress or a new pair of jeans or something like that. But you know, if I look at my wardrobe, I probably only wear about 10% of it. I cycle through, you know, I've got my favorites. I've got my clothes that I wear regularly and every day. And I don't wear everything in my wardrobe. So I guess it's kind of like what I'm trying to make a metaphor or an analogy with my wardrobe and the words that we speak. But anyway, the other really interesting thing that I learned was in the English language, there are approximately 3,000 words that describe emotion. right? So emotion and feelings and everything in that umbrella. And get this, 2,000 of those words are negative. How's that? How's that? So doesn't this now make a whole lot of sense when we're talking about things like our fears in terms of, I don't know, becoming more visible or putting ourselves out there or raising our fees or, you know, setting a fee if you're just starting out, all those kinds of things. So I really believe that language and words are very, very powerful. And I believe that they do create a vibration. Like, let's just do an experiment now where we get to experience what I mean by the words have a vibration and that the words create emotion, because I truly believe this. So even if you're driving, you can play along, keep your eyes open. Of course, this is not a meditation or anything. I'm just going to ask you a couple of questions or say a couple of words, and I just want you to notice what happens. So here are some words. The first word is cancellation. What do you notice in your body when you hear that word? I know it's not nice, is it? What about if you hear the word complaint? Oh, it's not good either, is it? So there are a couple of words. Or maybe if you're selling digital products, you hear the word refund. How does that feel? Can you feel it in your body? Sometimes I can feel these things in my body, but other times I just have an emotional reaction to them, and I feel them energetically. Like, I just feel like my energy is just zapped and drained and taken away from me. I'm robbed of my energy when I hear those words. And now let's think of some other words, and let's see if these words create an emotion and impact your energy or your vibe. The first word is new inquiry. How's that? Referral. Paid in full. Next booking. Right? How do those things feel? I bet they feel a little bit more energizing, don't they? You just got all your energy back, didn't you? So that's what I mean when I say words are really, really powerful. So it's not only the spoken word, it's also the words that we think to ourselves, that we say to ourselves. And, you know, I did an exercise recently with my coach that I want to share with you because it was so helpful and powerful. But she was saying to me, so why don't you have a think about the language that you use during the day? Just think about the words that you've used today. Now, she's overseas, so we catch up in the evening. So I was sitting there and I was thinking to myself about all the words that I'd said that day. And I realized that I have a bunch of words on rotation. I have a bunch of beliefs on rotation. And I have things that I say, like little sayings and phrases, on rotation. So things I say are, I have to do this first. I also say things like, just let me remember, I say, I have to do this first, and then I'm doing this, and then I'm doing that. I need to do this. I have to do this before I do that. So it was interesting because when I realized that this is what my dialogue often is, it made me realize I put myself under a lot of pressure, don't I? Like, I'm constantly saying, if this, then that, you know, or this comes first and then I can do that thing. Some of the, I'd say that's kind of language and beliefs, isn't it? It's kind of a mixture of both. But some of my language is need to, have to, must. They're words that I use. And when I was looking at those words that I'd written down, I kind of thought to myself, oh, wow, that's really interesting because I don't even like those words. Like, I don't like those words. I like beautiful words like abundance and success and happiness. I like all those kinds of words, but they're not in my daily dialogue. And so it was a really interesting exercise. And I would love to, you know, if I could play you a bit of music for 10 seconds now while you have some reflection time, I would love for you to reflect on, you know, the words that you've said today already, or if it's first thing in the morning, think about the words that you said yesterday, think about the language that you used yesterday, and think about any beliefs that you used yesterday, right? So some of my beliefs were, I have to do this before I do that, or this thing will happen, or this thing won't happen. So to give you an example, I would say, I have to post a video on my social now, or else it won't get done today. And that will mean that I'm not being visible. And that will mean that if I'm not visible, then I might not get new clients, or I might not build my audience. So that's how my thinking goes. So I would love for you to think about the beliefs that you had today, or the beliefs that you had yesterday, and the meaning behind them. Okay. Another one that I have is, I better track my numbers or else I will fail, because I know that when I track my numbers, I put things into my awareness. So when things are in my awareness, I do better with them. So think about, you know, you're going to have some, they're not all bad, right? They're going to be some that are functional and that really do help you, and they help you create success in your business. But there are going to be others that you just kind of surprise yourself with and think, oh, where'd this come from? What's this about? You know? And I really do believe in the power of energy and the power of, you know, you can say vibration, but it's really about the power of energy and how it affects you in your work. Because, you know, when we are feeling better, or when we're feeling hopeful, or when we're feeling inspired or excited or pleased to be somewhere, that's a very, very, very different energy. And you're going to attract very, very different things to if you're saying, you know, I wish I didn't have this appointment. It's right in the middle of the day. Why did I agree to it? That's a very different energy, isn't it? And then that's going to attract more of what you're putting out. So, you know, we speak about manifestation, and I don't really believe that manifesting is woo-woo. I believe that there is science behind it, and that a lot of that science comes from places like psychology and neuropsych and sociology and religion or spirituality and philosophy. I think there's so much science behind it. I think a lot of the time we are helping our clients with manifestation, but we don't use the language of manifestation. We say things like goal setting. We say, let's look at challenging your beliefs, all those kinds of things. But they're all part of manifesting, aren't they? What you believe and what you believe to be true is what you're going to see. So this is why I would love for you to really think today. This is only going to be a short episode, but I really want you to go away today and be intentional about the language that you're using. And I'm sure that once it's in your awareness that you're using certain language, or that you're invoking certain beliefs, that you'll then be able to create change. And the way to do that is, well, as I said, just like I did, reflect on what you say or what you said and what you believed and what you thought. Reflect on those things and then think about, is there anything that you really do want to change? If so, what would you rather think? What would you rather believe? And what would you rather be saying? And what would you rather be having all that stuff mean to you? The other thing too is, when we're using language and we're using words, that vibration doesn't only affect us, does it? It also affects people around us. So it can be helpful, like even Buddy, you know, he's a little puppy, but I believe that my energy is impacting him. You know, he's going to pick up on things like, if I'm stressed, if I'm worried, if I'm happy, if my energy's high, he's going to respond to that. If my energy's low, he's going to respond to that. I mean, he's nestling on my lap now, which, by the way, no offense, Buddy, but Buddy is growing up and he's nearly slipping off my lap now. It's quite a task. See, here's my language, but I would prefer to think of it as a gift. It is a gift. Buddy is a gift. Having him on my lap and wanting to be on my lap is a total gift, and I feel better about this already, even though I'm in a little bit of pain because I've had to, while I'm sitting down, my heels are not on the ground. My heels are way up in the air, like I'm standing on my tippy toes, so I can bring my knees up level so he can actually be comfortable, because I love this little guy so much.
But yeah, think about what you would rather be saying, what you'd rather be having it mean to you, because it will affect also people around you. And this is important if you're working with clients, but also if you are in a practice or you're employed and you're working with other people, you know, think about the energy that you're giving off and think about the energy that you would rather be giving off. Think about how the energy you're giving out is being returned to you. And think about how you'd rather it be returned to you. And this all comes back to vibration. And one of the ways, you're like, you've heard this before, emotion is energy in motion, right? So you want to shift the energy by shifting the emotion or shifting the feeling. And one of the ways that we shift the feeling is through our words and language. So it's just a short little episode today, but I think it's really powerful. And I wanted to share it with you because it's something I've been learning about lately, and it made so much difference to the way I'm now running my business. And it's made so much difference to how I feel sort of day to day. And now I understand this framework mindset around, you know, words and language create emotion, which in turn creates energy, which in turn creates your reality in a way. I'm using it in other areas of my life too. And it's just really unlocking and opening up so many new opportunities for me, things that I never had considered before. Like, for example, I've been asked by two MHPNs to speak, and that feels really, really big. And I would never have thought that I would speak at, you know, one of the mental health professional network meetings. Part of me says, well, that's just for mental health professionals like psychologists and psychiatrists and GPs working in mental health and, you know, mental health social workers. And I'm none of those things anymore, you know. I'm so far removed from all of those. Why would they want me? What could I possibly contribute? And why are two of them now suddenly asking me to speak? And they want me to go there and speak about marketing in private practice and attracting clients and, you know, coaching for their private practices. So that has come my way since I've been doing this work. And the other thing is just another speaking opportunity where I did my original coaching qualifications. They have asked me to be interviewed and share my story of how I transitioned my career. And they've asked me to bring along some information also about my private practice coaching business. And it's just all these things have happened just this past week. All these opportunities, and you know, I really I'm grateful for them. I'm nervous about them. I'm excited for them. I'm happy to do them, but I'm also very, very mindful that had I not started becoming aware of my words and my language, that these three opportunities would perhaps not have come my way, and especially not so quickly. So I'm super impressed with this process, because to me, in my experience, it works. Sorry, I've got the hiccups now. It works. And I would only ever share things with you that I try myself or that I do myself or that have worked for me in my private practice. So anyway, I will leave you there. Sorry, I've got the hiccups. I will leave you there. And it's just something that I want you to really think about. So if you're driving, don't listen to the next episode. Just hit pause, allow yourself to really connect as you're driving along, as you're washing dishes at home, as you're vacuuming, as you're between clients. Give yourself a couple of minutes to reflect on the words and the language, the meaning you attribute to them, the energy that you're experiencing, and how you might change them if you want to change them. Okay. Super, super, super powerful. I hope that this was really helpful, and I look forward to giving you another episode on Saturday morning. Sorry, buddy's just having a bit of a stretch and nearly falling off my lap because he's so big now. Have a lovely day, everyone. Talk to you soon. Bye. I hope that you loved this episode as much as I loved putting it together for you. To get more resources to help you in your private practice, head over to Instagram. My handle is @theprivatepracticecoach. And also, if you want more inquiries and referrals for your business, let me know. I have a program called Clients on Demand that opens every quarter, and I can absolutely get you some information for that as well. You are doing an amazing job. Thank you for sharing your gifts with the world. Bye.